just want to know what you have to say about that.
Well, Gary, hang on.
I appreciate your comment. I want to make it clear, I was not blasting Christianity. What I was blasting was advocates of Christian nationalism. I, in fact, said earlier, if you were listening carefully.
Gary, he was quiet. I'm sorry.
When you spoke,
right.
let him go ahead.
I was talking about Christian nationalism, and I want to, in fact, what I said was, my understanding of Christianity is that it is a very noble religion. If people follow its actual tenets, such as taking care of your brother, turning the other cheek,
love
so forth and so on. But you're right. I'm not an expert on Christianity, but I have done some study of Christian nationalism. And let me just read you some quotes from the founder of Christian nationalism, this is from, and let me, I want to quote it exactly. So Gerald L.K. Smith was a preacher, politician, and Nazi sympathizer who was the advocate of Christian nationalism. He ran against Franklin Roosevelt in 1944 on a Christian nationalist American First ticket. And these are some of the things he said. We must keep control of our own money and our own blood. In other words, we must remain true to the Declaration of Independence. That is nationalism. We believe that the spiritual symbol of our statesmanship is the cross, which is indeed the symbol of Christianity. He said, went further on to say, fight mongrelization and all attempts being made to force the intermixture of the black and white races. Preserve America as a Christian nation, being conscious of the fact that there is a highly organized campaign to substitute Jewish tradition for Christian tradition. He was a virulent racist, and the current advocates of Christian nationalism are following in his footsteps. That is not a condemnation of Christianity. There are many Christians who do not subscribe to that, so I want to make that very clear.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
I'm one of them.
I just want to make that clear. But there is a movement in this country now, including the Republican candidate for governor in Pennsylvania, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is a congresswoman from Georgia.
Boebert.
Boebert from Colorado.
Yeah, right.
And these are people who and others across the country, and I'm assuming there are some of
Matt Gaetz,
and so I'm assuming some of the politicians in the state of Wisconsin as well, who ascribe to this, and it's a dangerous theory. And I'll just say that you talked about your family. My father and all of my mother's four brothers all fought in World War II to help maintain democracy in the United States. They all came from immigrant families. And their goal was to preserve America as a land of democracy and opportunity where there was no dominant religion, but where everybody was free to practice their religion. My one uncle won the Distinguished Flying Cross for flying over 70 missions over Italy and Germany and bringing to the ground and saving the lives of the pilots. He was a bombardier. My another uncle was wounded in Okinawa. My father was involved in the invasion of Anzio. They did not risk their lives, and in the case of one uncle, get shot in Okinawa to establish a theocracy. They were fighting to establish a democracy where everyone is free to practice their religious beliefs.
Gary?
And that's the way most Christians believe, and that's the way I believe. But you use these terms of Christian nationalism. That's like a kill word. It's like stabbing a
well, hey Gary, whether or not that makes you feel bad, If the shoe doesn't fit, then don't wear it.
No,
that does not mean that is not happening in this country. It's happening before the world.
Okay, you got the people like the Proud Boys, which are you could call them a national group, okay, nationalism or something like that. But don't put that with Christianity, because true Christianity is we do love our neighbors. Like you said before, you love your neighbor as yourself, and you help
them
out.
Gary, that's more Gary. That is more. It is more to it than verbal. Right? I mean, it's easy to say those things. Actions are something altogether different.
But what I see, and I appreciate your comments, is that someone like, it's important that someone like yourself condemn those who are now trying to seize the label or the mantle of Christianity and promoting, quote, Christian nationalism. It doesn't sound like that's your ideology. It sounds like your theology is Christianity. But there is a rising Christian nationalist movement in this country. From what I'm hearing you say, it's warping your beliefs, but it's doing it in your name. And so it's important that people like you
push
back on that and make it clear that they don't speak for that you're an evangelical Christian and they don't speak for you.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much.
Gary, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Rosen, this has been going on for some time now. The roots of it are very deep, and yet a lot of times these things are underground. Donald Trump brought it to the light,
right?
And he made it okay. And now those people who felt that way and were always in the background have been made okay, and so they don't have to anymore hide their feelings. And they've come out and said, all you have to do, Dr. Rosen, is remember what happened in Virginia. Charlottesville, Virginia. And you saw it, and the world saw it. And we know that continues on a daily basis. We've got people who are filled with hate in this society who just don't believe that all people are equal. And so, and you can't be a person who believes in the tenets of Christianity and hate and have that kind of hatred for your fellow man, your fellow human being. It doesn't matter. Under Christ, it didn't matter what religion a person was. They were all from the same human family.
Yeah. I think one of the things that listeners should think about is that the merger or alliance between a large section of the organized Christian religion and the Republican Party is a relatively new phenomenon. For many decades, the Republican Party in modern history, I'm talking just pre-World War II and post-World War II, was the party of big business. And it had a very difficult time winning elections, particularly at the federal level after World War II. It was only in the early 1970s that it began to flirt with Christian activists essentially the evangelical movement.
Billy Graham. And
you began to form a coalition. And that coalition of pro-business or anti-worker, if you will, and then the evangelical Christian movement, that is what helped put Ronald Reagan in power and has been critical to the success of Republican officials, you know, throughout the South, for example. Without the according of the evangelical movement, and particularly around the issue of abortion, frankly, the Republican Party would be much weaker than it is. And the irony is that until recently, there was a real cynicism in the sense that the business wing of the Republican Party would keep getting elected based on getting evangelical Christian votes and never really delivered anything to them other than rhetoric.
You know, Dr. Rosen, when we come back, I want to talk about labor. And I can't ever sit down and have a conversation with you without talking about labor. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Michael Rosen. You can join us. We'll be right back.